easily confused by this idea that there's this big solid iron inner core, so thinking it's just a bar magnet, it's just a permanent magnet frozen in that, and that's what causes all the magnetic field. But it's too hot inside the Earth. That can't happen. When the temperature gets hot enough, magnets turn off.
Permanent magnets stop working at 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. So some other process must be generating Earth's magnetic field. To find out more, Professor Dan Lathrop embarks on a very ambitious experiment. At the University of Maryland, he and his team build a 10-foot mechanical model of the Earth's core.
The thing we want to understand is why some planets generate a magnetic field and why others have no magnetic field. So by building experiments, we could hope to understand the conditions of when it works and when it doesn't. What's the switch? Why sometimes a planet comes alive magnetically and why sometimes they remain dead?
Inside this sphere is a solid iron ball surrounded by 13 tons of churning liquid metal. Lathrop uses molten sodium instead of iron because of its lower melting point.
So we've got a rotating outer sphere, holds liquid sodium. It's meant to mimic the iron in the Earth's core.
Separate motors spin the inner and outer cores to mimic Earth's rotation.
Those drive the outer sphere up to about 4 revolutions per second and the inner core up to about 15 revolutions per second. So let's go give it a spin.
If it succeeds, Lathrop's experiment will advance our understanding of how our magnetic field is generated.
Looks good. Seeing 26 tons of rotating metal and liquid up close and the sound, really had no idea it would be like that. It's rather intense.